Hello, 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 hello. Shh. It's like magic. Every week I do that. Shh. If everybody could grab a seat, if you can find a seat. If not, we'll begin whittling a seat for you out of this wall. We're going to just take this wall out and make more chairs. Hello, thanks for coming out tonight. It's a exciting night. We have a very, very exciting bill tonight. Not that we don't every other night, but tonight is particularly exciting for us. So thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us at the Hemingway Summer Poetry Reading Series. On behalf of myself, Chris Collins, Joan Bauer, and Dawn, here our erstwhile sound man who's taking it all down so we can listen to it later. Thanks for coming out. So the pianist Charles Rosen said that the death of classical music is perhaps its oldest continuing tradition. And I think that could similarly be applied to poetry in this country. Certainly as long as I've been writing poetry, people have been telling me they still do that. You still write poetry. I thought of the Rosen quote, because a few days ago, two of our esteemed readers tonight, Rick St. John and Dr. Sam Hazel, were on QED, being interviewed by Jim Cunningham, which was a great interview, a wonderful interview. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, it is linked on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter account. It's in the ether. You can find it. It's great. They say a lot of wonderful things about the Pittsburgh poetry community, which, of course, it's a wonderful community. And they also both read some of their poems, really wonderful readings of those poems. So definitely listen to that. But I was thinking of that quote and thinking about why whenever I do hear an interview of poets, not done by a poet, but by somebody who isn't part of the poetry community, I can always count on the question in some form or other, and Jim asked this, how is poetry in Pittsburgh doing? Like quietly asking about a mutual friend who's been in the hospital for a while. And are they gonna pull the plug? I heard they're gonna pull the plug. That's terrible, but it's his time. But why is that? I've never completely understood why that is. I think some of the reasons I've heard about it that I keep coming back to me are poetry is too difficult. It's hard to understand. It's so arcane. You need a PhD and an MFA and something from NASA to understand like syllable counts and all that. And I don't know about you, but I've spent many a pleasant afternoon in similar surroundings where on the TV, there's a rugby match. I have no idea what the rules of rugby are. I have watched many a rugby match. Are there rules to rugby? They run, they kick the ball, they pass the ball, they run again, they get tackled, they get up from the tackle and they run some more. There are no rules to this sport. And yet, whenever I'm in the bar and that's on the television, it is so compelling. Everybody has to check in with the rugby match. What is happening? And I think poetry should align itself less with classical music and more with rugby at this point. That it's a brutal, often incredibly weird and graceful thing that us earthbound mortals try to do the best that we can for one another. And I want to make poetry more like rugby. So thank you for joining our scrum tonight. It's gonna be an exciting match. If Nancy tackles anybody during the reading, it's okay, it's part of the festivities. But before we start that, as we've been doing this season, tonight we start with a prayer. A prayer by Jimmy Savitic. A tribute to Jimmy for starting the series. And as you know, we've been inviting a lot of poets to come up and read some of Jimmy's poems. And tonight we're very special, very excited to have the poet Kayla Sargeson. She's gonna come up here. Kayla is the co-creator of the Laser Cat reading series. You should check that out. It's on Litzburg Facebook page. Go check out the readings that she's putting together. Fantastic poet. Kayla, would you come on up? Thanks a lot.